Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network live broadcast at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate showtimes, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Listeners, our topic tonight is Power Place, Body, Mind, and Spirit in Balance. But first, a few housekeeping details. This show is also aired on dreamvision7radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday and Tuesday, as well as on other affiliates. Past shows are downloadable at the Dream Vision 7 archive and on iTunes. I invite you to please like my Facebook page. It's called Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. You can also learn more about me and the work that I do at my website, blisshealingarts.com. The Dream Vision 7 network has over 1.2 million listeners in more than 125 countries. We have lots of great shows with new hosts joining us all the time, so I invite you to take a look at what's going on at Dream Visions. In our last show, which was called Peyote Ceremony, acknowledging the talents now emerging, I spent some time unpacking all of the different alternative healing modalities that are available out there right now and the ways that those are emerging into Western consciousness. They've been around for a lot longer than that, but also probably now merging, might be a better word, into or with the Western medicine approaches. I spent some time talking about energy psychology and vibrational medicine, shamanic and indigenous forms of healing, and the different options that are available to us, as well as the emotional roots of disease. So it was a pretty interesting show, I think, and you should be able to find that in the archives at dreamvision7radio.com. Again, that was called Peyote Ceremony. But tonight, our topic is Power Place, Body, Mind, and Spirit in Balance. And it feels like a fitting topic, given that we are at the start of a new year, 2014. Happy New Year to everyone. This is, according to all astrological reports that I've heard, a year of intense transformation that's available for each of us with a sort of urgency attached to it, a do it or die quality. And so thinking about body, mind, and spirit in balance, what kind of New Year's resolutions do you have related to our topic? Thinking about that idea of balance always intrigues me. It's something that I'm continually striving for and, you know, sometimes do okay with and other times feel like I am woefully inadequate. But I like the thought of that, like, trinity of balance, looking at body, mind, and spirit, kind of the triangle, which in geometry is the strongest structure, and how that can really be a power place for each of us if we can figure out what we need to strike the right balance between body, mind, and spirit. The New Year's resolution that I have this year came to me quite suddenly and immediately when someone asked me, gee, Carolyn, do you have any New Year's resolutions? And it was just one word, and that word was space. My goal for 2014 is to accomplish doing as little as possible. I am really craving stillness and the clarity that can come when you have time to just be, you know, with yourself, with the breath, and see what thoughts emerge from that place of stillness. I feel like it really can give you an opportunity to understand life in new ways when you can just stop and pay a little attention to what's going on around you, but more importantly, within you. So for me to be able to have the stillness that I am craving for 2014, I've been very focused as 2013 was winding down to do as much as possible to tie up all these loose ends in my life, different projects and things like that that have just been kind of hanging over me. So I also ended up probably in large part due to the fact that I was so busy and run down, coming down with the flu. I was out of commission for 2 weeks and once again got that painful reminder that I really only stop when my body stops things for me or when illness just kind of takes over and I can't do anything. And that is not a way that I want to take time for myself. I think it's just set such a bad energetic pattern. But I did have a large chunk of time where I was lying down and had, you know, lots of time to contemplate, be in stillness. So even though I was horribly sick, there was that secondary gain, which, as I was just kind of alluding to, is not the way I want to go. So I offer that for your consideration as well. If you only stop when you're stopped and it's not a decision that comes from you, I'm thinking that that's not a good way to cultivate downtime. You know, illness as vacation or getting a diagnosis that you don't want to get as the impetus to finally make changes in your life or finally follow your bliss. I mean, sure, it's always better late than never. But I'm wondering if we can't figure out together how we can do this a little bit differently. And I really don't think it comes from external answers, although, you know, I am sitting here and you're listening to me, you know, talk about all this and maybe seeking, feeling that urgency yourself and seeking some guidance. So hopefully something that I'm saying might inspire you. But it really isn't about looking outside of yourself for the answers to this question of how do you find space? How do you enter a power place where body, mind, and spirit are in balance? You know, you really need to go within for that to figure out what your path is, what your right road is. I had a client this week who said to me, for the first time, and to anyone for the first time, that she really wants to write a book. And she has the title for the book, and she's even written a few pages. But it was the first time that she ever gave voice to this dream of hers or this passion that she has for the written word. And I'm wondering what your passion is, and are you connected in with it as deeply as you would like to be? This week, I had a major epiphany that feels kind of related to what we're talking about and what I would like to share with you tonight. Right now, I'm wrapping up a certification program in mind-body medicine through the Center for Mind-Body Medicine in DC. It's a great program. It's been incredibly valuable. I've learned so much, done so much growth just in my own self and my own stuff, but also have helped a lot of people as I, you know, ran programs and got supervision, that sort of thing. One of the requirements of certification is a literature review where you have to write a research paper with a thesis statement and references, you know, the works. It's been a while since I've had to write a paper in that way. So I just finished it a couple of days ago after hours and hours of poring over all this research. My topic was the effect of mindfulness practices, so mindfulness meditation practices, on executive function in children. Now, you may have heard the term executive function. If you haven't, just, you know, try to hang in with me here because it's relevant to all of our lives to understand what executive function is. Basically, executive function refers to a person's ability to do all those management and organizational and thinking type skills that help us get through our lives. So that means things like being able to sustain your attention on a task, you know, your working memory being sharp, having the organizational skills you need to be able to complete a project, planning and prioritizing, setting goals, and then being persistent in the pursuit of those goals, being able to see your way from point A to point B. Time management is an executive function skill. So is task initiation, you know, getting started on something. Metacognition, that idea of how we think about how we think, being able to be flexible in our thinking. And there's a lot of things here, right? Emotional control, impulse control, response inhibition. All of that makes up our executive function. And I want to just give you one other little piece of information here. Executive function takes place in the prefrontal cortex of the brain. So it's not necessarily necessary that you know where that is to follow what I'm saying, but you know that it initiates from a certain part of your brain, because that will be relevant to what I'm going to talk to you about now. So there are studies out there where researchers have taken pictures of the brains of people who have spent as little as 8 weeks, okay, just 8 weeks engaged in mindfulness meditation practices. So functional MRIs, pictures of the brain. And if you don't know what mindfulness meditation practices are, basically it's a way of slowing down, turning inward, focusing on the breathing, really paying attention to the within, knowing that thoughts and the chatter of the mind will enter, acknowledging the thoughts and letting them move through you without judgment, coming back to your breath. So the brain scans of folks who are involved in those kinds of activities for, as I said, as little as 8 weeks, probably 20-minute sessions in some cases, showed that additional gray matter, so additional brain, everybody, had grown. There was increased cortical activity in the brain, and not in just any part of the brain, but in the part of the brain where executive function takes place. So where your ability to manage your time and organize your home and do all of those things you need to do to get a project done or to have a goal and then complete it, right? Right now we're in this sort of energy of New Year's resolutions, and this is the year that I'm gonna this and that other thing. And, you know, we set our goals, but we can't seem to come up with how, you know, the ability to sustain them. And so executive function is really important. And now, wow, there's this way to improve our executive function skills through this mindfulness meditation. So this is like amazing news for me, because I cannot tell you, maybe I have on prior shows, but I can't even think of how many times I've had issues with time management, or I've tried to declutter my space, or I've gotten it decluttered, but then I couldn't maintain it. Or I, you know, would buy a million different books on how to get my life on track, or little doohickeys and planners and timers and things that I've purchased, and how much time I've spent judging myself about it. Even a few years where I dabbled with a psychiatrist and a Ritalin prescription and a diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, because I just had so much trouble sustaining my attention, or I'd get into this hyper focus where I would be able to get into a task, but then I couldn't pull myself away. So when I think about the fact that all I, you know, really had to do all that time was sit still, which is my New Year's resolution, you know, not do, you know, and breathe for, you know, 20 minutes a day. I mean, what? That's like outrageous to me and exciting. And when I think of the possibility that I can improve my own brain and grow some more brain matter and that sort of thing, given the amazing plasticity of our lovely brains and our heads. I mean, that approach can help me get more effectively from point A to point B, can help me just feel like I can manage my life a little bit more easily. I mean, where do I sign up? You know, I'm ready for that. So, and, you know, the fact that they have brain scans, you know, functional MRIs that show this is great for those people who need that level of proof to, you know, be willing to try something new or that doesn't seem to quite make sense. And so if you think about our topic here, or think about the power place that you can create by bringing together mind, body, and spirit, you know, using the mind to focus on the breath in the body, allowing for a sense of quietude and stillness and silence to connect with spirit. For, as it's believed, Melville said, God's one and only voice is silence. So you've got this great way to use mindfulness meditation practices to connect in and strengthen through body, mind, and spirit in that real powerful way. All of the things that you need, all the skills you need to be able to live your life in a more effective way. And I'm thinking, if you are living your life in a more effective way, then that also opens up stillness. You know, you know what, how to get through a task more efficiently. You know how to manage your time better. You know how many activities is too many activities. Someone was joking with me over the holidays that they were going to buy me a t-shirt that said, stop me before I volunteer again. And, you know, I have this desire to always be in service in some way without realizing that, you know, all of these ways that I want to serve or contribute to the world take time. And then there's also, you know, and then there's the laundry. So I just was so moved by this realization and this connection for myself and, you know, what it brought up for me around these executive function skills, and then seeing an answer not in a bigger and better planner or migrating all of my data to this tablet or, you know, that piece of technology, but really just investing in stillness and investing in that time in myself. So pretty powerful stuff here, especially too if we're really trying to come from a place of alignment with spirit, you know, as we serve or walk our path. And, you know, some of us then get too focused on the spiritual side that we kind of get a little bit out of balance and ignore the body. I know a lot of people who are really on a spiritual path, but they have not carved out enough time to take care of their body. And I know that sometimes I'm guilty of that same thing, that I just let too many things get in the way. But really, if we're going to be expressing our unique missions, because our missions are unique, I can't serve the way you can serve and you can't serve the way I can. You know, Jamie Sams, one of my favorite teachers, says that to be able to express our unique missions during our earth walk, we need a tool to physically carry out our mission, to carry out our plans and dreams. And that tool, everyone, is the body that houses our amazing spirit. Jamie Sams also says that the needs of our bodies are based in earth connection, for they are made of the same elements the Mother Earth contains. Our bodies atrophy if they are overworked or not exercised or given freedom of expression. To ignore how we are connected to the earth is to ignore the role our bodies play in our quest for wholeness. Health is the greatest gift we have. And I offer for our consideration tonight that health really is something that needs to be approached in a holistic way, looking at how do we get mind, body, and spirit imbalance. So we can come at this in two ways. I mean, if we're the kind of person who maybe has the more spiritual bent as something we lead with, and we're craving that stillness and space, well, we get this great byproduct or secondary gain of an improvement in our executive function skills. Who wouldn't want that? As I said a moment ago, sign me up. Or, you know, we can come at it the other way. I mean, maybe we're after the executive function improvement, right? And then the byproduct for us is stillness, an opportunity to slow down, a real way that we can impact our abilities and skills. And if we think about this in terms of our children and all of the kids that are diagnosed with learning disabilities and attention deficit disorders and things like that, I mean, if we can really look at executive function and mindfulness and the promise of that, I think there's some real potential to support kids to make improvements, to be able to avail themselves of, you know, everything that's offered to them in schools without necessarily having to go down a medication route or, you know, have major hits to kids' self-esteem, that sort of thing. So lots to think about here as we consider that connection between mindfulness meditation practices and executive function. So what exactly are these mindfulness meditation practices? If we're going to go into that in a little bit more depth, there are things like, you know, concentrative meditation, where you are sitting and focusing on your breath or focusing on an object, really trying to sustain your attention, bring present moment awareness to the object. Sometimes people will meditate on a candle flame or a crystal or a leaf or just on their breath, on the in-breath and the out-breath. There's a great technique called soft belly breathing that the Center for Mind-Body Medicine advocates and uses at every meeting that they have, their staff meetings, their workshops, conferences. Even in my supervision calls, we start by breathing together and, you know, bringing ourselves into the present moment. Other ways that we can bring ourselves into the present moment and cultivate some of these mindfulness practices would be through a walking meditation. If you need more activity and sitting still doesn't do it for you, then you can do a walking meditation and just be very, very aware of foot touching the ground. Foot touching the ground, eye gazing at the leaf, how your body's feeling as it's moving through space. So those are just a few examples of some mindfulness meditation practices that can help us bring mind, body, and spirit into balance. When we come back, we will continue the discussion. I will let Brian take us to break.
Since 2004, Old Dog Haven in Washington State has been providing loving, safe homes for senior dogs ages 8 and up who've been abandoned or are homeless at this time in their lives. Wonderful foster families take these old dogs into their homes, making their golden years happy years. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit olddoghaven.org. Old Dog Haven, providing hope, love, and comfort for senior dogs.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Exceptional Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies to support children who have learning differences, energetic sensitivities, behavior concerns, and/or heightened intuitive abilities. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that will help these magnificent children shine their inner light to the fullest. This show is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you're just joining us, our topic tonight is Power Place, Body, Mind, and Spirit in Balance. In the first segment, we spent some time talking about how mindfulness meditation practices can improve our executive function abilities and actually enhance our gray matter, that brain material that we have between our ears. If you don't know what executive function is, it is things like sustained attention, working memory, organizational skills, being able to set goals and then persist in the pursuit of the goals, planning, prioritizing, time management, initiating tasks, and a host of other things that help us just generally be more effective in our lives. And so, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, there are research studies coming out now that show in the brain scans of people who engage in mindfulness meditation practices for as little as 8 weeks, they show this, you know, increased gray matter in the brain, in the very area of the brain responsible for executive function. So super interesting research, super important in terms of the implications it has for us as we seek ways to improve ourselves. I mean, being able to just sit and be mindful as a way to really improve what's going on between our ears is very appealing to me. It has huge implications for kids and, you know, as they're in school and trying to learn different things, or when you're looking at areas where they're struggling and that sort of thing. So I offer all of that for your consideration. As we ended this segment, I was explaining about different types of mindfulness meditation practices, because it's really important that each of us finds the things that we know we can do. Not everyone can sit in meditation for 30 minutes at a clip. A lot of times people can build up to that, so they start with maybe 1 or 2 minutes and then over time build up. But for some, just, you know, the sitting piece of it just doesn't work, and so maybe a walking meditation is the thing to do. Or some people, you know, get way too distracted when they're just focusing on their breathing, so they look for some kind of object to focus on and just really bring that present mind awareness, present moment awareness to something. And so I thought we'd take the time in our second segment today to look at some other ways that we can cultivate this sort of the mindfulness we need, how we can learn more about mindfulness practices in general. So the first thing I wanted to mention were mind-body skills groups. They're all over the place now, emerging at every corner practically. I actually run them as well through my practice, Bliss Healing Arts. And I have two that are starting in just a few weeks. One on Mondays, beginning January 27th, and we go all the way through April. It's a weekly group. And it actually has a weight loss focus. It's called It's Not What You're Eating, It's What's Eating You. And it's really bringing mindfulness practices and self-awareness to what is keeping us from being successful in our weight loss goals or emotional eating, that sort of thing. I'm also doing another group that's going to be on Sundays, but this one will meet just every 2 weeks. We're beginning February 9th. And that one is called Super Self-Care Sundays. You can find out more information about these if you're in the Massachusetts area and want to enroll on my website, blisshealingarts.com. And really, these groups, really, they help do the work of creating self-awareness so that we can figure out where we're getting stuck with our emotions and why we create so many distractions that keep us from taking care of ourselves. You can also look to cultivate different mindfulness practices on your own. One great resource that I would recommend is called Heart Math. They have excellent information on how to connect in with your heart, both as an organ as well as an intuitive center. They have this great little tip that I'll share with you now, where they have you imagine that you have this, you're breathing from your heart center, and you have a little nose on your chest, located, you know, where your heart is. And then you imagine breathing in and out through that little nose on your heart as you're actually breathing in and out. And what this helps to do is get your body into what they call coherence, or this very smooth heart rhythm where you're feeling calm, you're feeling love, appreciation, a real sense of balance. And all you really need to do to get into this state of coherence is breathe from your heart center. Really easy thing to do. You can really do it anywhere. Another recommendation I have for you comes by way of Oriah Mountain Dreamer. She's one of my favorite writers and teachers. And she talks about the quality of action that flows from stillness, when you can find some time every day to touch that still place within you and then observe how the rest of your day goes. It's quite different from when you don't take the moment to get in touch with that, to really take that time to center, to bring mind, body, and spirit into balance, you know, to shore up the power place. So I think this will resonate with all of us who are caught up in the busyness of our lives. And it's a short quote from her book, The Call. And this is, again, by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. And she writes, "What a strange mystery it is, this conviction we hold that we must continuously do in order to stave off disaster. In so doing, we often create the very suffering we hope to avoid. Convinced by our culture and our fear that we are what we do, we move too quickly, too soon, and too incessantly to let the purpose of our existence, the meaning in the very essence of what we are, shape our lives." I love that thought. We move too quickly, too soon, and too incessantly. Too incessantly. We never stop. So much so that we can't even get in touch with the purpose of our existence, you know, our essence, and let that shape our lives. I mean, that is incredibly powerful. So she recommends a meditation, a mantra actually, on stopping. And this mantra is, "I will not allow anyone or anything to make me rush. I will not allow anyone or anything to make me rush. I will not allow anyone or anything to make me rush." And I thought, today, I'm going to do this meditation, this mantra, and just notice, you know, say it, notice it, and then watch how often I catch myself rushing. And so it was interesting how this kind of played out today, because as I was heading into the studio, I mean, I always leave myself a lot of extra time, but it's a little, it was interesting today that as I'm driving in, I get a check engine light on my car, and I think, uh-oh, I'm about to seize up here, or something bad's about to happen. Cannot, you know, let my car break down, so I realize I have to bring it to a garage to have it looked at, and then I'm going to have to rent a car to drive down to the station, and da-da-da. And I started to get caught up in that busyness, that anxiety, that pressure, and then I caught myself, and I said, "I will not allow anyone or anything to make me rush." And boy, oh boy, does that shift things around, so that you really can stand in the center of the medicine wheel. You can get into the, you know, the triangle of mind, body, spirit, imbalance, that power place. You know, if you can really respond from that place in all that you do, I mean, everything gets better. It elevates everything. Your vibration stays higher. I just love that. So I do recommend that highly to each and every one of you. This mantra, you know, experiment with it. Try it out for one day. Pick a busy day that you have coming up on your schedule, and then, you know, commit to this meditation, the stopping meditation. I will not allow anyone or anything to make me rush. And if you think about it, I mean, rushing by definition means you're not in the present moment, right? You're looking for that next, you know, you're trying to get it done so you can get on to the next thing and the next thing and meet the deadline and get here and drive there and, you know, always kind of being a little bit future oriented. And there's that edge to, you know, your energy, because you're really not focused in, you know, in on the thing that is right in front of you. So again, I will not allow anyone or anything to make me rush. So try it. Try it, try it. Let me know how it goes. And the final way for right now that I wanted to recommend how we can get to a place of balance, get to our power place where we're feeling empowered to live from our truth, is to look at ways that we can get out of the ego, ways to get out of the fear mind, you know, the fear mind that tells us we're not enough unless we're doing something, accomplishing the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Or the fear mind that says we're not worthy, and so we don't go after the things that are really at the center of our heart's desire, or we don't put self-care at the top of the list, or we don't put it on the list at all. So I offer that for your consideration as a way to kind of notice the places where, you know, fear gets in the way, our self-limiting beliefs get in the way, and say, you know what, I'm willing to do this differently. I'm willing to, you know, feel the fear, but operate and move through anyway. I'm willing to be aware of this emotion and let it pass through me. And, you know, if you think about that idea of balance and everything that we've been talking about, I want to caution everyone listening and myself as well that, you know, balance isn't this achievement. You know, it can be a goal, but not a goal where it's like, okay, I'm balanced. Now everything is, you know, is evenly distributed. Everything is, you know, in perfect alignment. I have mentioned this story in prior shows, but it bears repeating that when I worked out with a trainer for a while, we used to work on balance issues all the time. And what I quickly learned as I was, you know, trying to stand on one leg and do arm curls and bend over and have her throw medicine balls at me, all sorts of exercises while I was balancing on one leg, is that I was constantly readjusting. The muscles were constantly wiggling around to keep me from falling over. And that, to me, is a great way to think about balance, that it's this constant readjustment. It's not static. It's not somewhere that we have to get to. It's, you know, how do we respond in the face of challenges coming, because they will come. So, looks like we are wrapping up segment two. I'll let Brian take us to break, and I'll talk to you in a few.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Harvard holistic psychiatrist and psychoanalyst Dr. Judy Tsafrir offers empowering astrology and tarot readings that provide insight and guidance regarding love, work, and higher purpose. For more information, call 617-965-3020 or visit bostonastrologer.com or bostontarot.com. Readings are available via phone, Skype, and in person in Newton Center, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Living your values? Looking for companions on the path? With wisdom, humor, and compassion, artist Sarah Jepson-Zitter answers many of the questions we have about living a spiritually grounded life. Check out her stunning graphic novels and designs on cards, mugs, and other cool gifts at gnomestedding.com. That's G-N-O-M-E-Stedding.com. Or call Sarah at 978-897-6239 for more information.
Involved in a divorce or custody dispute? Time to finally get your will and health care proxy in place. Need help getting special education services for your child with a disability? For these and other legal issues, the attorneys at Levine Pirro Law can help. We provide all our Massachusetts clients with compassionate, affordable, quality legal representation. Contact us for a free consultation at 978-637-2048. That's 978-637-2048. Or visit Levine Pirro Law.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Since 2004, Old Dog Haven in Washington State has been providing loving, safe homes for senior dogs ages 8 and up who've been abandoned or are homeless at this time in their lives. Wonderful foster families take these old dogs into their homes, making their golden years happy years. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit olddoghaven.org. Old Dog Haven, providing hope, love, and comfort for senior dogs.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Join us the third Sunday of each month at 7 p.m. for The Door is Open, Walk Right In, for fascinating discussion topics from Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, to psychology and tarot, to hypnosis, to strength-based recovery. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The Foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you're just joining us, Happy New Year. Our topic tonight is Power Place, Body, Mind, and Spirit in Balance. I wanted to take the remainder of our show tonight to talk about, in a little bit more detail, this idea of the interconnectedness of mind, body, and spirit, and how we really need to look at ourselves holistically. And if we're trying to heal anything in our lives, we need to make sure that we're attending to mind, body, and spirit. We can't just look at our physical symptoms, for instance. We have to look at sort of the source of condition, and a lot of times the source of condition is in the body, is something that's happening in the spirit or something that's happening in the mind. The best example I can give of that is looking at stress, right? Stress is how we react, how our minds react to the stressors in our lives, to the, you know, challenges that we experience, and that, you know, stress response that we get where we feel it in our bodies, right? I mean, that's an actual thing that's happening. Well, stress, scientists know, and many of us also know now, causes cellular inflammation in the body. So, you know, how we respond to the things that happen in our lives has an impact at a cellular level. It causes cellular inflammation. And cellular inflammation is at the root of pretty much every disease process that we have. So that's a pretty straightforward connection between the mind and the body. We also know through research that our thoughts that we think, our mind again, speaks to the cells in our body. Our cells respond to our thoughts. So happy thoughts actually create happy cells. The reverse of that is also true. That if we're, you know, sad and angry and frustrated and have a lot of those sort of lower vibrational feelings, those also affect how our cells work and how vibrant they feel. This stuff's really important to think about. So in a sense, our, you know, our biography creates our biology. It's a really powerful statement. And so what is your biography? You know, how do you spend your time and your thoughts? You know, what are you thinking about most of the time? And what is that doing to your body? Important for us to take some time to really just ponder that. And what can we do to shift it? That's the other thing. I mean, this awareness is such a key piece of mind-body medicine. You can't get anywhere until you can first cultivate that self-awareness. You know, to see what emotions you're feeling and then to feel them. I mean, it's not bad to have emotions by any stretch. You want to have emotions. The problem is when those emotions go unexpressed, when, you know, when we repress them and they get stuck in the body. That's, you know, when we feel angry and we don't express it, we turn it inward. Well, what do you get from that? You get depression. And any kind of other emotional challenges that we have, if we don't allow ourselves to feel them and move them through us, then we can really, they can have a detrimental effect, of course, on our spirits and, you know, how we feel in general, but also on our physical bodies. And that's really important. So basically, my whole point there is that our minds can affect our bodies. And the reverse is true as well. I think a lot of times when we think about mind-body medicine, we stay too much on the side of, okay, what I'm thinking and how I'm handling my stress is really affecting my body. Well, sure, that's true. But the reverse is true as well, that the physical can also affect the mind and the spirit. So what do I mean by that? Well, you know, think about the things that we put into our bodies. Sugar, wheat, other foods that we might, you know, have a sensitivity to. Those things have an impact on mood. Caffeine, you know, when we need to kind of have a boost and be able to focus more. Think about alcohol, lowering our inhibitions, right? So things that we're putting into our body's metabolizing them, and then they're having an effect on our emotions, our thoughts, our ability to concentrate, that sort of thing. So it's really a two-way street there, mind affecting body, body affecting mind. But here in our, you know, power place, mind, body, and spirit imbalance, we're looking at, you know, a three-way intersection, if you will. Because when we pull in the spiritual, you know, we impact the mind and the thoughts that we think. When we're coming from, you know, a spirit center, the perspectives that we take can be different. The feelings we feel, you know, how we hold the things that are happening to us in our lives changes. You know, and we can even make decisions about the body that relate to honoring the vessel that houses our spirit. So really looking at that, you know, trinity of mind, body, and spirit, the power in that, as I said at the top of the hour, the triangle is the strongest shape that we have. So thinking about that, you know, what does your triangle look like? Right? You want a three-legged stool, not a two-legged stool. You know, and in the last show, if you're looking for sort of more information on how all of these things interrelate, I spent a fair amount of time talking about the emotional roots of disease and looking at energetic weaknesses in our chakra system. That's sort of our energy system in the body. Looking at emotions like grief and anger, fear, rejection, worry, feeling the weight of responsibility, things like that. You know, where those emotions tend to energetically live, you know, in the body or superimposed on the physical body, how they affect organ systems, things like that. how it affects how disease shows up, how cancer even shows up, you know, why one form of cancer versus another form of cancer. All of that, you know, really you need to look at it all from a holistic perspective. So you can get some good information about the chakra system itself. I think I went through the seven main chakras in the body, the seven main emotional centers, and also the emotions related to it, the organ systems that go with them as well. So you might want to take a look at that. And so, you know, as we think about wrapping things up tonight, I have a final quote from Jamie Sams, who's the author of the Native American Sacred Path Cards deck and workbook. And she talks about the promise of power place, you know, being in balance with your mind, body, and spirit. And she says, "The power place is a location that is totally safe for the individual. In this area, we are able to confront our fears, be ourselves, express our feelings, review our innermost thoughts, and be the dream we are in a physical way. Once we reconnect to the power place, we may find it has always lived within us." And I love that idea of being the dream we are in a physical way, sort of manifesting who we are at our essence in our physicality, bringing, you know, heaven down to earth, connecting spirit in with the body and our physicalness. So that's basically what I have for your consideration tonight. Wanted to just let you know that I will be doing a shamanic journeying group a second time this month in January on the 20th at 7 p.m. That's a Monday. I'm also running a sacred drum circle the first Friday of the month at 7 p.m. in Maynard, Massachusetts. Don't forget, there are two mind-body skills groups happening at the end of January, beginning of February. One of them is focused on a psycho-spiritual approach to weight loss. It's called It's Not What You're Eating, It's What's Eating You. Should be a fun time and a profound time. That's what I'm striving for. If you want to get more information about any of those events, please see my website, blisshealingarts.com. Just want to thank you for listening tonight. If you have any questions or comments, please email me at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com. You can also visit my website, blisshealingarts.com, or call me at 508-481-2547. My next show is on February 9th at 7 p.m. when our topic is The Sacred Pipe, Creating the Solitude of a Quiet Mind. Remember, tonight's show will air Monday and Tuesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. at dreamvision7radio.com. Until next time, I wish you moments of grace descending. Take good care.
Thank you for tuning into Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Please join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. when we unpack and examine the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways we're meant to serve and grow, while staying open to experiencing life fully. It's about recognizing and becoming the fullest expressions of who we are. It's about envisioning the lives we're meant to be living, and then joyfully living from that end. Yes, Boston and beyond. Until next time, get your bliss on. For more info, visit blisshealingarts.com. Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.